Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Ketoleno. Domestic cooking gas LPG price has been raised by 29 rupees per cylinder, marking the second increase in 3 months. The price of a 14.2 kg LPG cylinder in Delhi will rise to 942 rupees from 913 rupees with effect from June 7, according to industry sources. The increase follows a 60 rupees per cylinder hike on March 7 as state-owned fuel retailers continue to grapple with elevated global energy costs. The National Testing Agency, NTA, has refuted claims circulating on social media and messaging platforms regarding an alleged leak, advance access or sale of the NEET UG 2026 re-examination question paper. In a social media post yesterday, the agency said that such content is the work of organized cheating rackets that prey on the anxiety of students and their families. The agency asserted that the integrity of the examination process remains fully intact and that all necessary safeguards are in place to ensure a fair and secure examination for candidates. NTA has advised candidates and parents not to engage with, pay, or forward any such message and not to fall prey to fraudulent solicitations. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that India and Nepal collaborate closely to maintain security along their long and uniquely open border. He said this during a meeting with his Nepalese counterpart, Shishir Khanal, in New Delhi yesterday.
Collaborate closely to maintain security along our long and uniquely open border. Our two countries have always stood by each other in times of need. In the wake of the ongoing crisis in West Asia, the Middle East, we have ensured uninterrupted fuel supplies to Nepal. The importance accorded to this relationship by both sides has only recently been demonstrated. We believe that today there is opportunity to decisively shift the trajectory of India-Nepal relations and to realize the full potential of our ties.
On the occasion, the ministers jointly launched the linkage between NPCI India and National Payments Interface Nepal for facilitating cross-border personal remittances. National Bank for Agriculture and Rural Development, NABARD, has opened a new District Development Manager's office in Mon. The office was inaugurated yesterday by Deputy Commissioner Wenye Kunyak in the presence of district and department officials, bankers and development partners. Speaking at the event, the DC highlighted the immense developmental potential of Mon and emphasized the need for convergence of various government schemes to ensure inclusive, sustainable and holistic growth of the district. He expressed confidence that the new office would improve coordination among stakeholders and strengthen implementation of developmental initiatives. Deputy General Manager NABARD O.P. Munglang reiterated its commitment towards strengthening rural livelihoods, infrastructure development and credit flow as a key development financial institution. Sarojini Damodaran Foundation has invited applications from students in Nagaland for the Vidyadhan Scholarship Program. Students who have passed 10th exam this year with at least 75% or 60% in case of students with disabilities are eligible to apply. Selected students will receive an amount of 10,000 rupees annually for classes 11 and 12, while degree level support ranges from 25,000 to 75,000 rupees per year, depending on the course. Applications can be submitted online on www.vidyadhan.org until the 31st of July. Students may contact phone numbers 8068-333500 and 9663517131 or email id vidyadhan.naglan@sdfoundationindia.com for more details. It may be mentioned that the foundation had signed an MOU with the Nagaland government earlier this year for implementing the program for indigenous Naga students from government schools. And in sports news, India continued its impressive run on the international stage with major achievements yesterday. In football, India thrashed Bangladesh 3-1 to clinch a record-extending 6th SAFF Women's Championship 2026 title. In hockey, Indian men's team lifted the Under-18 Asia Cup for the third time, thrashing host Japan 4-1 in the final. The Indian women's team clinched bronze, beating South Korea 3-0. In chess, 19-year-old Savita Sribaskar won 2026 Women's Asian Individual Chess Championship. Meanwhile, Grandmaster R. Pragnananda scripted history by becoming the first Indian to win the Norway chess title. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.